Our first guest is with UAF to tell us about an array of virtual summer camps for people all over the state. The Director of Summer Sessions and Lifelong Learning at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Please welcome Michelle Bartlett.
Thank you, Christina. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you so much. Michelle, you've got a lot of things happening over the summer. Can you summarize what you guys are doing for us?
Yes. It's an interesting thing. Normally, we offer about 200 courses for adults on campus. This year, we were offering 69 day camps, and we were also offering about 42 free events. Those are lectures and concerts. This is what happens on the Fairbanks campus every summer. But in the beginning of March, as we all know, with the virus, things changed, and they changed radically, and which meant that our campus, like yours, was closed. So the idea was, well, what do we do? I mean, we had already started enrolling, and with the 69-day camps, we had over 850 slots filled, all right? So we sat back, and after we decided we were not going to collect unemployment, we were not going to furlough people, we were going to see what we had, and could we do it virtually? Was there a way of doing it virtually? So first of all, we started with the courses for our students, and we converted as many of those as we could to virtual courses, which meant a combination of online and Zoom courses. And then we started working on the children's camps. First of all, we had to refund us 850 people, but then we talked to our instructors and said, what is it that we can do? Because we know that these children have been at home, at that point was March, but by the time school was out was May, and they would be ready for activities that didn't involve schoolwork. And so we started creating these virtual camps. And what do you mean by virtual camps? Camps consist of YouTube videos, Zoom meetings, and hands-on kits that are sent home. Okay. And we started with a skiing camp, and then we have a butterfly yoga camp and a junior gardener camp and a cooking camp. These were, and we have, I can't show it to you, but we have this little wonderful little booklet that had everything in it. And so all of our marketing was done. So we had to start all over again, putting all of that together. And once we started registering, something funny happened. It was, even though we created only for the Fairbanks community in mind, students from, and with a junior gardening class, we had camp, we had two kids from Juneau. We had kids from Skagway. We had kids from Valdez and Big Lake and Wasilla. And we're thinking, we did not realize that we had created a statewide camp program. But then it was like, well, why not? And then my nieces and nephews heard about it, who live in Chicago and in San Francisco, and said, can't we be a part of it? And I said, yeah. At any rate, at that point, I was just so thrilled because something good came out of this. You know, something that where you felt initially you were kind of sucker punched, something wonderful happened that we are now reaching out across the state and being able to serve not only the children that have been stuck at home all during these last couple of months, but we can help children and parents from across the state.
That's so wonderful. So let's specifically take the camps that your family in Chicago have decided. Which classes did they pick? How did they choose them? And what does it look like? Can you pick a couple and give us great detail about it?
Well, we have one called Butterfly Yoga, and I have my little great niece. I am that old. They have butterfly wings, and they have a booklet about butterflies, morphosing from cat, and a craft program. And then they have Zoom sessions with Teal Rogers, who normally teaches aerial silks. And so she has more energy than anybody I know that can bring to life a magical experience where these kids can all put on their butterfly wings and create a yoga class with their parents, which is wonderful. Another class that we have done, which you have a couple of junior gardeners in Juneau, is I've set out these big tubs of things that include dirt and seeds and all of the things that you need to start a garden with. One of the things I didn't factor in, Christina, was, do you know how much it costs to send a big tub
of dirt
to Tuna, which was like, you know, because we didn't think of it as statewide, I didn't realize it was going to cost me $50 to make sure that the children in Juneau had it. But at that point, if you're committed, they get it. They get
it. You're going to get some, yeah, that's pretty magical. If I wanted that class, then I'm going to get some dirt from Fairbanks too.
I'm going to send you dirt and seeds from Fairbanks and anything that they needed, because we, in Fairbanks, we were just kind of delivering them because they're big tubs. At any rate, that's it.
That's wonderful. Okay. So how many classes are all together?
Okay. Well, they're evolving because as we create them, we're evolving. So right now we have archaeology, junior yoga, and we're registering for cooking. And this week we're bringing on babysitting, art classes, junior engineering, junior carpentry, and more cooking classes. And there's like a junior vet class, and I'm sure I'm leaving out several, but that's the way my brain is right now. Because
so teenagers that want to get certified for babysitting, they could take these classes.
They can take it. The tricky part is, and we're still working on it, is because that originally that camp had a first aid and a CPR kind of thing, but that's a really hands-on kind of thing where you have to have somebody supervising you doing it. So in terms of certification, we're working on it. I'm sure Perfect. That there's going to be a way. I am yeah. sure there's going to be a way. But I know that many teenagers who are of that age, it would make the people they're babysitting for, plus the parents of the teenager, happy that they know that their child had X skills to go forward and do. And that's why we created it.
What's the age range?
It depends on the camp. Okay. Some of the camps are for kids going to fourth through sixth grade. Some of them are for the young. Butterfly yoga was for kids who were 4 to 7. And some of them are for the children in the middle school, like the babysitting one is it.
One thing I wanted to add is
it was very important when we started camps, even before they became virtual, that any child could participate, and they wouldn't. The university is an open enrollment institution, and the camp should be open enrollment and shouldn't be, because these were self-support, limited to parents, those whose parents could afford it. Okay. And so what I've done is I've collected money from various organizations so that students who are during the regular year in the public schools are eligible for free and reduced lunch. Instead of whatever the fee is for the camp, the parents only have to pay $25. Okay, that's it.
That's great. That's really great.
You can't say my kid can't participate because I don't have the money. And that's whether it's in Fairbanks or whether they live in Tuntutuliak, I don't care. We want you to have access, period.
That's so great, Michelle. And then there's also camps for adults as well, and the opportunity to get college level credits, right?
Well, we definitely have college level credits, but we also have non-credit classes, because sometimes people don't want college credit. You know, sometimes people just want to learn. So we have like a basic home maintenance one that we are doing virtually online that was going to be hands-on. We've also done one with a photo class, just sort of getting to know your digital camera. I know that one. The other one that we're working on with Derek Sykes from the museum is the bug camp. So those kinds of, which is really a fun one that we've done for years, and we had done with kids too. We haven't figured out how to do a virtual bug camp for kids, but we're working on it.
I love it. What a great attitude. Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. And I really appreciate your flexibility during this time, and that you've expanded it across the state. And so for our listeners, can you please let them know about how they can access these camps?
Absolutely. I'm going to give you a website. I'm going to give you a phone number. Okay. The website is www.uaf.com. cornell.edu/summer/camps, C-A-M-P-S. People would like just to know, because we're always rolling out camps, and if they would like a heads up, just to be put on a listserv so we can let them know. It doesn't mean you're committed to anything, and we don't share that information. It's just as an information. If they just send an email to summer@alaska.edu and say, here's my email address, let me know when camps come up. We will do that. Or they can call 474-7021 or 866-404-7021 if you need a toll-free number. But I don't think people need that anymore. We set that up years ago. But we would love to have, I'd love to be flooded with children from Southeast Alaska. That would make me exceedingly happy. And it just shows that the commitment of not only UAF, but the University of Alaska to the people of the state, because we're all one. We are one.
And that's right.
We would love to serve the whole community. And if anybody also has any suggestions, they can send a note to summer@alaska.edu. We'd love to know about it.
Thank you so much, Michelle. This has been, it's been really, really wonderful talking to you. And for our listeners, you can also search UAF summer camps into your search engine, and you'll be able to pull it up there. Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us. And thank you so much for your work that you're doing across the state.
Oh, and thank you for helping me get the word out. I really appreciate it. To you, Christina, and you, Scott. Thank you very much.